All of us seeing that farm and ranch town change overnight into an oil-driven town. She jumped from a hay and a green corn crossroads, counting us 300 good souls, Indians, Negroes, whites, are equally scattered out there inside the city's limits. We counted eyes and noses after the big oil field was dug down. Up to the roughneck, ditch digger, tonk bucker, team skinner, boiler maker, and the new law, and the new judge, and the new whore got in the town. Snooze dippers, the plug chars, the high risers, and the easy rollers, and the mothers, and the fathers, and all their oily kids got into town. We counted dead eyes and live eyes one more time. Out of the farmy ranch town had 5,000, 8,000, 10,000. Woke up next morning, counted drunks and sobers, and she run 10,000 open. Okima had become one of the loudest, singin'est, square-dancin'est, cussin'est, fightin'est, bleedin'est, gun club and razor carryin'est of all those farming ranch towns because she changed into an oil boom town. Well, after that oil boom got underway, I got me a job walking the streets selling newspapers. I stuck my head into every door, not so much to sell a paper, but just to try and figure out where incarnation so many loud, yelling folks. Of the musicians in town, made the rounds and rambled on down the road. Quick as they'd hit the streets, I'd find them, park myself on a car fender, and listen to them play. Hear players, folks call them, or they picked up their music without ever reading the notes, learning more and more songs of where they went. Fiddlers that made their violins out of old oil cans, thick bow fiddlers, blind and religious players rattling old tin cups. War veterans playing outdoor instruments, shrapnel holes in their throats. Negroes blowing railroad blues. Indians chanted up and down the curve, and ballad singers of every kind and every color hit those oil boom towns. There was very little of their kind of music, and I didn't soak up. Get out of Okima. I hit the road. I found me a few little jobs helping a water well driller, hoeing figs, irrigating strawberries in the sandy land. I hit Pampa in the panhandle of Texas and I stuck there a while. Then the dust storms began to blow. No rain. I mean, not one damn drop of rain. It got so dry you had to prime yourself to spit. Grasshoppers had to break up three times in order to break even. The 14th day of April in 1935, the stress worst of the storms that ever filled the sky. That dust storm coming, the cloud was dead like black, and through our lives we often sundown and lasted through the night. When we woke up next morning, we seen a terrible sight. We saw outside our windows where we knew once had grown was now a rippling ocean of dust the wind had blown. We kept wrestling with the dust storm there in Texas. We wore the house out trying to keep her clean. We finally had to trade it off to a colony of groundhogs for a prairie dog hotel. Back in 1927, I had a little farm, and it's all that heaven where the prices is up and the rain comes down. I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money. Bought food and groceries, clothes, her Jack raised me a family. But the rain quit, the dust rose high, and a big old dust storm filled the sky. So I traded that farm for a Ford machine and filled it full of its gasoline. Brought it out across the mountains in California. Way out yonder, the mountain road, I had a hot engine and a heavy load. I was going fast, I wasn't even stopping, just bouncing up and down like popcorn and popcorn. I had a breakdown, some kind of a nervous bust down kind of thing. There was this fellow there, mechanic fellow. He said I had engine trouble. Way out yonder, the mountain road, way out in that mighty wood, I give that old Ford a shove, fixing the coast for a quick commencement coast. Picking up speed, come a hairpin turn, I can make it. Lordy, now I'm telling you, the guitars and fiddles really blew that Ford, took off like a flying squirrel, sailed halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children all over that mountain. Up to California, so damn broke, so damn hungry, thought I'd croak. Brought up a smut or two, and the wife, she cooked a tater stew. She shoved the kids full of it. Everybody thin. Everybody running around like a tribe of thermometers. Lordy, now I'm telling you that really was a mighty thin stew, so damn thin, so thin I mean, so it can be in a magazine. See the pretty pictures, swimming pools and palm trees, food on the table. Boys, that partners, I figured if that stew had been just a little bit thinner, some of their politicians, the honest ones, even they could have seen through it. Lots of folks back east, they say, leaving home every day, hitting the hot and dusty trail to the California line. Across the desert sands, they're all fitting out of that old dust bowl. Think they're heading for a sugar bowl. Cause the Ford, he said, the Ford of Entry City. You're number 14,000 for today. And you ain't got a window rain for you. Ain't got the door rain. You better go back to beautiful Texas. Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's garden of Eden, a paradise you never see. But believe it or not, you won't like it so hard. You've got the dough rain. Just want to have a little farm that can't do nobody harm. Just take your vacation on the mountains or sea. Come for a car, better stay just where you are. Better take this little tip from me. Cause I left you those one ads in the day. And the one ads in the paper always say, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Ain't got the do-re-mi. You better go back to beautiful Texas. California's garden of Eden, a paradise to live in a sea.
but believe it or not, you are a rocket so hot. You've got the dough ring. I got the dust pneumonia. Pneumonia, Papa. I got the dust pneumonia. Pneumonia in my lungs. I'm gonna sing that dust pneumonia. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, Master. Went to the doctor. Doctor said, Master. I got that dust pneumonia. He got along. Well, down in Texas, my gal fainted rain. Down in Texas, my gal fainted rain. Had to throw a bucket of dirt in her face just to bring her around again.